If a man build a house, I believe that's Psalms 27:1. But if a man build a house without the directions or the blessings of God, he builds it in vain. And I thought about how many houses is built in vain. And then we get to looking at it, and how many is the termites just eating up? Amen. How many have made a profession just in vain? How many have stood up and said, I'll go, I'll back you, I'll stick with you? They've told me over the years, I've been here 47 years, Bill, we'll help you, we'll back you, we'll be there. Amen. Bless God, you couldn't find them. Amen. With a flashlight. They've run off into darkness. But we're still going to love them. We're still going to pray for them, but we ain't going to pet them. Amen. Amen. If you give a testimony, stick with what you got. Larry said he got saved at Putt-Putt. Fun and games. Amen. That come after my time. But stick with it. He gave the testimony. God saved him on the putt-putt course, and he come into the house of God. Amen. So let him be found in the house of God. Amen. Joel chapter 23. And I want to preach on the valley of decision. And the Bible said there's multitudes in the valley of decision. Multitudes in the valley of decision. And I told you, I think I've been saved 53 years. And I've never in my entire Christian life seen as many people in the valley of decision. We seemingly can't make a decision on anything. And we're afraid we're going to make somebody mad. And we even hear it here in our church. One wants to be vaccinated and another don't. I really don't care. I want you saved. I want you saved. And how Satan is having a heyday in our churches today. Confusion is, and the author of confusion is the devil. So we're in a valley of decision, and I've battled with Bill. I've battled with Bill. Are you making the right decisions? Are you calling the right shots? And I thought about the thing I need to get across today is that I'm saved. Because I'm going to die. It ain't going to be long. I'm going to die or get caught out in the rapture. And I don't want you to have a doubt in your mind that I'm saved. All of you that love me, I want you to know I'm saved. That you can come by and look in the old casket, say he gave it everything he could do. Amen. He tried. He wasn't afraid. Amen. I need to make that decision today that you can say that. And the only way you're going to know that I'm right is you be here with me. Yeah. Amen. Walk with me and pray with me and help us. Yeah. See how we fight the battles. And we don't always win every battle. And we ain't always right in every battle. But I'm going to tell you, glory to God, God saved me before Corona.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to be took care of after Corona.
Amen.
Amen. That ain't one of the things that needs to worry me to death. My neighbor's dying and going to hell, and they believe they've been saved. If you've been saved, you'll be in the house of God. I met a van and two big kayaks on this morning coming down the road, and I thought, those people don't know. They're probably lost. They're there going to the river with a kayak, but you know what the church people are doing? They're in the valley of decision. They've loaded up their kayak and decided with a long holiday, they're just going to go on vacation too. Amen. We forgot the Sabbath day. God said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. We think more of our job. Come on, church, I'm just going to preach. We think more of our job. We're afraid to take a day off from work or our job, afraid we'll lose our job. But we'll take the day away from the Lord, amen. Church is important. Amen. We need each other. I need you today like I've never needed you before. Amen. I need your head shakes. I need your amens. I need your smiles, and I need a glow in your eyes. There's still the power of God about us, honey, that can move mountains. There's still, glory to God, the power of God that'll save a soul, jerk the sin out of the young man, and make a new creature out of him. Take this young man, glory to God, that could be be doing many things, but he comes work day and he works at the church. He does everything that he can do for the church. Amen. And he tells them at his workplace, I don't want to work Sunday. I want to be church. Do we want to be church? Do we want to be Christians? Do we want to lay aside something for the glory of God? There's decisions to be made, one right after another. Glory to God. And it's up to me to make the right decisions. It's up to me to pray my way through and decide what I'm going to do. They made the decision, amen, in the White House, glory to God, in our United States of America, to vote Biden in, glory to God. And that's the decision we're going to have to live with. Whether I like it or whether I don't, I'm going to have to live with that. But that ain't going to change the Word of God. Honey, if they want sin in the camp, they can have sin in the camp. If they want to play games with God, they can play games with God. Honey, there's many, many, the Bible said, multitudes in the valley of decision. They're sitting in the car today because they don't know for sure if they want to be in the house of God or not. Let me just go on and preach. It's a crying shame that Larry Johnson has got to open up Sunday school and then teach Sunday school when we've got qualified deacons, when we got qualified teachers, when we got people that stepped out and said God called us to teach, and they're sitting at home today because they're in the valley of decision and they don't know what to do. Honey, that one day, glory to God, is going to come to us, and we're going to choose God, or we're going to choose the way of the world. And I believe it's time that we separate ourselves from the world and be what God would have us to be. I believe it's time that we make the right decision and decide today that we're going to be a child of God. If it takes death, if the brother turns against us, if they don't like what we're preaching, if they get up and walk out, I still preach the Word of God. Honey, I've made a decision that I'm going to carry the Word. I'm going to walk by the Word. I'm going to do the best I can to live right. And I see a gap in the hedge. I've made up my mind I'm going to step in it. There's still fire in the blood. My God ain't asleep. My God ain't on vacation. My God ain't on a far journey. He's in reach. He's close to me. He's with glory be unto God. What a God that we've got today. And we back down and say he can't take care of us. He saved an old sinner like me. Glory to God, raised me up a new creature. He's took care of my every need. Dried up the thirst of alcohol. Put me back in my home. That Satan that separated me from. He gave me a new name. Old Christian Bill. It's up to me to lift up a standard against this world that I live in. And let them know I'm a child of God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you that come against me, one of these days you're going to wake up and wish you to listen.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you're going to listen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. You that think you're the only one that's been persecuted, you're going to wake up, glory to God, and realize that they persecuted your Jesus. You're going to realize you ain't the only one that's getting preached to. You ain't the only one that ain't living right. I'm glad, glory to God, there's somebody in California listening today. Amen. That might make a change that I'll never know about. But he might come up in heaven and say, oh, you are Preacher Bill. I remember hearing you on the radio. I gave my life to the Lord. Hey, I thought I've never heard nobody as crazy as you are. But God convicted my heart. Boy, it's good to see you. It's good to hear from you. Good news from a fork. Woo! Glory to God, and Satan ain't going to be there. My adversary that's beat me 53 years, he ain't going to be there. He going to be ashes under our feet. I got a brand new body that ain't old and blind and wore out and teeth falling out. I got a brand new body waiting for me on the other side. Ooh, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. 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 Let's read in the ninth verse of the third chapter. I done preached the whole message, ain't even read. Ninth verse, he said, Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Y'all know we're Gentiles, I hope. He said, prepare war. Prepare war. Wake up. The mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Oh, Lord, he said, assemble yourselves. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourself together around about thither. Cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be weakened. Let the heathen be weakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there shall I set to judge all the heathen round about. But ye, put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come get you down, for the press is full. The fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Their wickedness is great. And the Bible is telling us that the heathens have got their armor together. They've come down to do everything that they can do. But God is going to take care of us. God is going to take care of us. And he said there's multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision. And I thought about it and I don't understand. I'm not going to try to tell you. I understand all about the mark of the beast. But honey, devil has got us on the run. As a church, the church is running and hiding. They're a little bit afraid of this. They're a little bit afraid of that. They're afraid to stand up on the Word of God. They're afraid they'll lose an enemy. I'm going to tell you, if God has kept my wife for me, the devil that I was when she married me, for 62 years, I believe God can keep her with me now. I believe if God has let our church grow like God has let our church grow, He can continue to bless our church. If the devil's crowd wants to run off and hide, throw in the towel and quit, that's up to them. But glory to God, they're going to say, Bill, you're a judge. You ain't got everything right. I'm going to tell you something. The Lord is coming back after a church that's cleaned up. He ain't coming back after the Ruiton Club, the Moose Lodge, and all them other places. He may not even come back on the river. Amen. Or Myrtle Beach. He's coming back after the church. Glory to God, those that are looking for Him. I'm glad that I'm looking for the Lord. I told a sister sometimes I would throw in a little boot, amen, to trade places with those that are in glory. It's a blessing, honey, when they've made a decision, I'm going to serve God. It's a blessing when they pass on to the other side. I know the flesh weeps, but Henry, don't cry for old Bill when I go to the other side. Glory to God, the battle's over when I get to the other side. But I've got to fight while I'm still here. A multitude is trying to decide, am I going to get the shot? Am I going to get corona? Am I going back to church? Do I need to wear a mask? I'm going to tell you, there's people sitting here that's almost ready to quit the church. There's people that's almost ready to throw in the towel on their marriage in the valley of decision. They don't nobody like their job no more, and the rest won't work. Amen, but we expect America to go on. Glory to God, we need to trust in God today. We need to trust in God today. Everybody wants a cemetery to be buried in. Everybody would like for a preacher to come by if he won't say much. If he won't read the Word. Just soothe our hearts. Paint our toenails and send us down the road lost. We'll be all right. Amen. God help us. We want to join the church. We're holier than thou, but we ain't built a house on the Lord or the Lord's plans. Amen. We come in and join the church and we're still the devil's workmen. Amen. And all we do is tear down the church. Bill, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm telling you, we've took them into the church. We've took them down the creek and baptized them. Amen. And they're still the children of the devil. Amen. They ain't helped us in no way. They won't pay their tithes. They won't be faithful. Amen. All they want to do is find fault, tear you down if they can. They'll call you when daddy's sick, but after daddy dies, they don't know you. Hello? I'm telling us the truth. Then we'll put a little text on Facebook. I'm going to go listen to another church. I'm going to tell you what you're going to do, and you listen carefully to me. Hey, man, you ain't going to get off your seat and do nothing until you get right with God. You're going to come against every word, every church, everything that's going right. You're going to do everything you can to stop it. Glory to God, I'm going to try to live right and shout with the best of them. Amen. I'm going to pray when I need to pray, if it's on the street. Amen. If it's in our house or if it's in your house, when God speaks, I'm going to try to be what God wants me to be. My God still shows me a few things. I'm glad my God still speaks to me. And he said, the sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. You ain't never seen nothing like this, honey. I'm going to tell you, most of our children, when the lights goes out, amen, and they can't see, and they're right around the edge of dark, and we have a storm, the lights go, they're scared to death. I'm going to tell you, they'll be running to and fro. They ain't going to know which way to go. Hey, they're still in the valley of decision. Let me tell you something this morning. Make a decision. You're going to follow God. It don't make no difference if the lights goes out, if the stars don't shine, and if the moon don't shine, and if the Lord don't bless me. He's already blessed me. He saved me. If he don't show me a blessing today, I've been blessed. Amen. I can look back and I can see where I've been healed. I've seen souls saved. I've been down to the old creek. I've seen the power of God work. Amen. So why should I doubt? Why should I be in the valley of decision? God spared me from an old heart attack. Why should I fear death? God spared me from corona. Amen. Why should I fear corona? God has spared me, I think, maybe 8 car wrecks. I'm a good driver. Amen. About 8 car wrecks, glory to God, and I'm still walking. A doctor said, you won't walk, you'll never work no more. Back in the 60s, just look at what God can do. I can probably outwork half of you here today. Amen. God has done something for me. God has took care of me. TJ told me, he said, Papa said, you needed a wood splitter way back yonder. I said, I'd probably been in the rest home if I'd had a wood splitter way back yonder. I got an old hammer and a maul. I'll go out there and bust about 2 sticks, get rid of some flusteration, get up and go again. Go back in the house and flusteration still mad. I go back and bust one more. Hey, man, just go ahead and bust one more. Think about where we're at today, church. Glory to God. We're not in this for ourselves. If she wasn't saved, she'd done love me. I done put her to the test. Hey, man. How about it, Roger? Hey, man. Think where we're at today, church. We're in the last days. I'd like to read some more, but I'm going to jump back. Let me jump back. Over in Joel 1. Flip over and read with me. I'm going to try to slow down. My wife did tell me last Sunday, and she proved it by somebody else, that I read a little fast and I couldn't stay up. I just took it as a blessing that I was a fast reader. Joel 1. We ain't going to go back. We just go to 9. 1 and 9. The meat offering and the drink offering is cut off from the house of the Lord. The priest, the Lord's ministers, mourn. The field is wasted. The land mourneth, for the corn is wasted. The new wine is dried up. The oil languished, or it's done away. Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen. He said, howl, O ye vine dressers. For the wheat, I'm going to tell you, they're trying to raise their garden without the power of God. What it's saying. Amen. They've sowed the same grapes. They've went out and dressed them, got the same husband. But they go out, but they ain't got the power of God about it. Come on, can I tell you why the church don't pray out loud no more? You know why they don't shout no more? I'm going to tell you why I don't walk the benches no more. I've got too old. But glory to God, I ought to try it again. It might be all right. I did it 70. I may try it when I'm 80, if the Spirit of God moves. Be ye ashamed, O ye husband. There ain't nobody ashamed no more. It would have been a disgrace back in 59 and 60 when me and Ma got married. It'd have been a disgrace for me to sit on my hind end at home and expect Dobson to bring me a check and food stamp. Amen. Amen. I had enough sense at 17 years old that I knowed, glory to God, I'd married a wife and it's my duty to take care of her. And when the children come along, I didn't have to run to the health department to get them. God gave them to me. And then somewhere about 1968, I got saved and I really realized, amen, that I was the man of the house. Amen, that I need to take charge of the house and I need to take charge of the Word of God and I need to tell us where we need to go and where we ain't going to go instead of getting it off the internet, what we need to do. Glory to God, the King James Version of God's Holy Word, if you don't understand it, you need to get saved. Even a child can understand better than America's living today. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The harvest has perished. I looked out and my brother in the Lord this last couple of years, and I'm not a gardener. I just stay in the gardener. Can't grow nothing. But he come and he brought me 4 tomato plants and he set them out, and last year they just flourished. There's tomatoes everywhere on 4 plants. And this year, I think they went Baptist. I ain't sure. But they come up, and they started wilting on the end. Done the same thing, because I watched him. He said, I always put a Tums in with mine. I said, I got some Tums. We'll put it in. Put some calcium on them. We put a Tums just like we did last year. And we watered them, and that little brown come on the end, and it started coming in. And I had a few tomatoes, they got that big. Them old German pinks. You know what they done? Just like Baptists, they split. Half went that way and half went that way. Jesus said when he comes back, let me get these directions right. Jesus said when he comes back, he's going to land on the Mount of Olives. And he said the Mount of Olives, we stood up on the Mount of Olives. I actually rode a camel on the Mount of Olives. Amen. But he said it's going to split from the east to the west. He said half of it's going to go north and half of it south. It's going to split. And I thought about my tomato. And he said it's all going to be level. That's what the Bible says.
Bless him, Lord.
He said you can stand there in Jerusalem, look down, and it gives the name of the places. I've read it in Joel or maybe Zechariah. And he said you can look down through there and it's going to be level. Where them humps and hills and valleys and the problems that you had, hey, there's coming a day when it's going to be level. I got news for you. It don't say maters as far as I know or nanners in the Bible. But whatever fruit it is, it's going to be all right. It ain't going to be split. I'm about to have a spell. There ain't going to be no worms in it. There ain't going to be something come around eating it because it's going to have its own food.
Yeah. Come on, preacher.
And I'm going to eat off of what God's given me. Amen. I ain't going to say I don't like that because it's pink or that one's red. I'm going to eat it because
right.
God growed it.
Amen.
And he said the river of life coming right out from under the throne of God.
Amen.
Amen. And leaves, the leaves, the trees on every side, on both sides, and leaves for the healing of the nations.
Yeah.
That's the God that we're serving today. Let me read about it. And he said in the 12th verse of the first chapter of Joel, he said, the vine is dried up and the fig tree languishes, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered because the joy is withered away from the sons. From the sons of man. I'm going to tell you something. Why is everything a withering and a splitting and a heading in the direction that it is? Because the joy of the church is gone. If a man as great as old Psalmist David right back and he said, God, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I'm going to tell you today, we the people of God, I need to cry out and say, God, restore the joy. How are we going to get the joy of God? Let's come back to God. Let's stand where God wants us to stand. I'm going to tell you, you ain't going to have the joy of God when you're on the run. You're not going to have the joy of God when you're not living right, when they sin in our lives. We're not going to have the joy of God. When we're coming against the part of the Word of God, we're not going to have joy. When we're trying to beat the pastor to death, we're not going to have the joy. Let God do the work. We're trying to do the work in the house of God that God needs to be doing. Then joy will come back in our soul. Son, we'll shout together. The visitors will shout with the people. Glory to God, the people will be example. And the visitors can see there's joy in this house. There's joy in this soul. There's peace in an old saint of God that's made a decision to serve God. There's peace in that. And we can do it together.
Amen.
Oh, glory be unto God. So who are we going to blame for the trouble? If all these empty seats were full of them that said, Bill, I love you. I love the Lord. God's took a foul mouth. God has put my family back together. God has spared my son, my daughter. God has brought me back to the house of God. And they repented at the altar and they're gone again. I'm going to tell you, we got teachers that's left this church, that's out of this world, that could teach. They had more knowledge than I'll ever dream of having. They understood the Word of God. Do you think the joy is in their heart today because they got knowledge? They're building a house by themselves. Amen. They're sitting at home by themselves. God didn't save me to watch me on Facebook. Hello, church. Amen. Matter of fact, I don't think it was Facebook then. Praise the Lord. Probably if we fasted from our phone. And I've got more addicted all the time. You do. You depend on it. I started out the door the other day and I thought, Lord, I ain't got my phone. Wonder if I know the way to Mount Hurry. Never ask God, would you just take me and lead me today? Don't let me have no flat tires. I don't need my phone. How many miles did I travel for the devil with no spurs, with slick tires, old bass belted? Amen. Would run on a dirt road and never thought about a rock jobbing through them. Now I'm just scared to death. It's going to fall all to pieces. What am I going to do? I can't even pay my light bill. Here I have had a terrible headache for 2 days. How am I going to pay my bills? Ain't that us?
Right.
We are nervous wreck. Anxieties eat us up.
Amen.
I about shouted down in the hospital. The old black doctor, he said, you should have been DOA when you come in for Scythe. I said, Doc, if you do your job, I'll be all right. If you don't, I'll be all right.
Yes.
He said, we talked about it. There's no anxiety. There's no stress. There's no frustration. Who done that? It's God.
Amen.
Because I've been a hyper person. Hello, God's took care of some things. I've been one of them. God saved me.
Yeah, bless you, Lord.
God saved me.
For the joy in your heart.
Amen.
How about it, Dale? We just shout, won't we? Praise the Lord, what He's done for us.
Amen.
He's took care of us. Hey, Lordy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But He said, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Our joy is gone. We've stayed in the valley of decision, trying to decide whether we need to get the shot or whether we're going to be accepted. It won't be long. I went to the bank it's been months now. Went to the bank a few months ago and they wouldn't cash my check because I didn't have a mask on. I said, well, what do you want me to do? I ain't got nothing. And there's old boy sitting over there behind the desk. Here he come running with a mask. I said, I got a mask. Cash my check. But it ain't going to be long till they won't.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Ain't going to be long. They won't let you go into places.
Yeah,
Lord's will, Butch and I get to maybe go back to Independence River North. But we got to have a corona test. Go through all the prayer again. Butch been through a bunch more than I have, but I've been through enough of them to just get into the prison. These boys in there let you cut their ear off just to get out.
Yeah.
And they won't worry us to death to get in. So who is that the work of?
Right.
Hello?
Tell it, preacher.
It's the work of Satan. What are they trying to cut off? The Word of God.
Right.
The Word of God. To shut you down. What are they trying to do in the church? Satan tells me at least every other day, sometimes every day, preacher, you're too old. Let them get somebody new. Let them get them a young one.
Help him, Lord.
He even said, let them get them a doctor. You'll need a nurse to follow the doctor. We've tried to build on things that God ain't in.
Amen.
Yeah, we've built houses that God ain't had nothing to do with.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Somebody mentioned this morning about Larry Johnson. We pray and pray and pray and fast and fast and fast and go do what we want to. Hello? He said, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. He said, gird yourselves and lament, ye priests. Howl, ye ministers of the altar. I'm howling, amen. Howl, ye ministers of the altar. Come, ye lie at night in the sackcloth, ye minister of my God, for the meat offering and the drink offering is withholden from the house of your God. The meat offering, the blessings is withholden from the house of God. I remember a lady, and she's still alive, up in her 90s. Been with her in church ever since I've been saved. And I know this is a fact. She had a wood stove in the basement, and her son was crazy, crazy, crazy. He even threatened to whip me. I told him he couldn't do it.
Amen.
He finally called me back. He said, you know, I probably can't. He said, you'll pray for me, won't you? That's the very words he told me. He's dead now. But she prayed and prayed, and she got in sackcloth and went down and rolled in ashes.
Oh,
we Baptists think she's crazy.
Bless you.
But I'm going to tell you, they found her son. He lived in an apartment by himself, 60 years old, and he was leaning over on the bed with his hands like this. Leaning over on the bed with his hands like that. Bless we need to come back, sackcloth and ashes. Hey, we need to dedicate some things.
Amen.
We need to lay some things down
yes.
for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. I bought a 75 Dodge. A widow woman had it in Galax. 75 Dodge Dart, not a scratch on it. That thing had been garage kept, had 30-some thousand mile on it. It smelt new inside. I bought that thing out in the rain, and the glove box would fill up with water every time it rained. It had never known rain. Well, I had a flat tire. I bought it out of God's will.
Tell it, Bill.
Yeah, I changed. Yeah. I changed my Gideon, my fleece. I changed my fleece to get my way.
Right.
And I found out a brand new car. I went back and looked on the rear end, and it had marks where the rear end had come out of a junkyard. And the rear end had a different lug pattern than the front end. I'm telling you the truth. So the spire I had was front end, it wouldn't work on the back end. So what I had, go, yeah, said, Bill, go buy you nothing.
Yeah,
I'm a Christian. So I went and found me a spire to fit that one. Then I had two spires to take care of. I thought, go get you another one. Maybe you'll need three spires.
Yeah, tell it, Bill.
I'm telling you the truth. Janet knows it's the truth. I loved that car. It drove the sweetest. It was just what I wanted. But it was drowned. I don't care what you put in the glove box. It was wet and run out on the floor. You couldn't fix it. I took it to the glass place. Go ahead and buy one out of God's will.
Yeah.
It's your money. Go ahead and put it in bags with holes in it. Go ahead and do what you want to. Let me hurry. Sanctify, 14, sanctify ye the fast, call a solemn assembly, gather ye elders and all the inhabitants of the land unto the house of the Lord your God and cry unto the Lord. Where did it say go? Not in front of your cell phone. He said, go into the house of the Lord. Sanctify yourself and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord, your God, and cry unto the Lord. I'm going to hurry, church. I promise you I'm going to hurry. Joel 2:11-13. I'm going to read it and I'm going to get out of here. Watch me. And he said, 2:11 and 13. He said, and the Lord shall utter his voice from before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. And who's going to be able to handle this thing? Who's going to be able to abide it? 12 said, therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even unto me with all of your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Honey, because we've lost our joy, amen, is why all of this has happened to us today. 30 and 32, I'm going to read it. He said, and I will show wonders in the heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke, and the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For the Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, unto and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. I'm glad God left a remnant. Amen. In Zechariah 14 and 12, I'm going to read her quick. I promise you I'm going to get out of here. 14 and 12, and he said, and this shall be, I want you to listen to this, and this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people, it's 14 and 12 of Zechariah, that have fought against Jerusalem. And I take that as God. I take that as the house of God. That's the place of God, Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes. Whew, boy, it don't sound like a loving God to me. He's a God of wrath. And he said, in their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. That's the word of God. That ain't what I think. Revelation 16. Thirdly, Revelation 16 and 14. And he said, for they, listen carefully, for they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth. Do you think what's working in the White House? Hello, church. Think what's working in our government office. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth the garments, and lest he walk naked and see his shame. Amen. Glory to God. This is the word of God. Amen. Right out of King James. I'm going to Revelation 20, 8 through 10, and I promise you I'll quit. Revelation 20, 8 through 10. And it shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog. Can I tell you something? Gog and Magog have been deceived. Gog, at Russia and China, if you'll read your word, Gog and Magog, to gather them together into battle, and the number of them who is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints. Listen to this, church. They had power in the ninth verse of the 20th chapter of Revelation. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Amen. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented a day and night forever and forever. That is what the word of God says. And honey, we're trusting in the Lord today to take care of our every need. We're trusting in the Lord for what he's done. And we could preach on this till we fall over. I'm not knowledgeable in the word of God, but I've got just little enough sense and just enough knowledge of God to preach what he gives me. And we are in the last days. We are heading towards the end. And they even said that 2,000 years ago, that we are in the last days now. But 2,000 years have passed and we're closer than we've ever begun. Amen. It's time that we get ourselves in shape. If you're lost today, I beg you, get saved. If you've been saved and not walking for God, I'll not come and aggravate you. You talk to God. You get it worked out. Give your life to the Lord. Amen. I believe there's been too many on the altar today, amen, that's been raised up by some preacher or some man and tried to give them something they got. Honey, you don't need what I got. You need salvation of your own that comes down from God, amen. That'll save your soul. It'll put you back in church, amen. It'll put you in the will of God. It'll put your family back together. It'll take care of your needs, amen. You won't be a nosy somebody going about. Everybody we bring into church, everybody's got to find out where their wife is or where they're at. Why don't you leave people alone and let them work out their own salvation? It ain't none of my business where you're at, except get right with God. Amen. Shannon, get us a song. It's time that we stand to our feet, amen, and search out our own soul and know what God wants us to do. Sing, brother, sing. Glory to God. It's time that we listen to what God wants us to do. The altar is open. The altar is open. The Word of God has been preached the best I can do. I've given it all I know. There's many in the valley of decision. Are we afraid? Are we afraid we're going to lose our job? Are we afraid that things ain't going to work for us? Have we got a problem in our house? Have we lost a loved one? Have we got a... I got one in prison, honey. I'm going to tell you, he needs preaching too. I just pray.